Welcome to Mom Friends. We are two longtime friends, Laura, who is a pregnancy and postpartum doula and mom of two,
and Raimi, who is a first-time mom-to-be, and we both get together to discuss the journey from preconception through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond.
Join us for weekly raw conversations and relatable struggles on how this life-changing event impacts all areas of our lives.
Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Mom Friends. Now we are officially in the second trimester and officially also in real time following Raimi's journey. Hi, Raimi.
Hello. And by real time, it's like this week I am week 18 turning week 19. Mm-hmm. And when this comes out, that's exactly where I'm at. So that means there's no guessing game of where I'm at or if we've recorded in advance. This is now going to be week by week updates of the journey.
It's definitely going to be much easier for everyone to follow along and for you to share.
Yeah.
So let's start with a little baby update. You went to your 18-week appointment. What happened?
Yeah, so I am now seeing my OB every 4 weeks. So the last time I went was 14 weeks. I was warned that the 18-week appointment is just going to be a Doppler appointment, so I knew I wasn't going to see baby. You know, I think I mentioned last episode, while I was waiting between these appointments, I had a couple of weeks where I didn't feel any symptoms and I didn't feel pregnant. So going to this appointment, I was really, really relieved because the heartbeat was in fact there. And I could also hear the movement of the baby on the Doppler, which was really cool. It sounded really loud. So even though I can't feel it fully, the baby is moving around. So that was a lot of reassurance. The heartbeat was on track at 150. And everything was checking out. Everything looked good.
Are you getting out of breath now?
Like as I'm like breathing. Certain things I will get out of breath. I feel like when I do exercises now, I get out of breath quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a reason for that?
Just less space. Yeah. I notice it a lot. Like this is something that for me after the second trimester, I feel so much I can't breathe properly. And when I talk, mm-hmm. it's like I'm catching breath and I feel like I hear you doing that right now.
I'm doing nothing. I'm just sitting here relaxing too.
Oh, trust me. I know.
It's so funny. I mean, with this 18-week appointment, you know, as the days were creeping up to my 18-week appointment, I started to feel more movement. So you know, I think I mentioned in the last episode, they're very, very subtle. Like, could they be baby? Could they not be baby? But this week, I'm definitely, there's no doubt that is baby moving. It's not strong. They're not kicks or anything like that, where I'm like, whoa. But I do feel like little pokes, like almost like a big goldfish, like poking around in my stomach. And as of this week, not only do I feel it at night, which is how it's been, if I really concentrate on the couch and I'm not doing anything, now I feel sometimes throughout the day when I'm just sitting on my computer and I'm working and I'm sitting still. Uh-huh. So that's also something new. And these things, I think this is like the best part of the second trimester, starting to feel your baby there. I mean, it's just the most reassuring thing.
Yeah. And obviously it'll just be more and more noticeable. Soon it's going to be, oh my gosh, this is a real thing.
Does it get annoying at all?
Oh yeah, at the end when they're like huge and they kick you in the rib.
Like, is it just like, oh my God, ow.
Yeah, it could be like that. It depends also how the baby's positioned, because it could kick you in the ribs or it can kick you out. You know, it depends how they're positioned, how big they are and how sensitive you are too. The second pregnancy, usually you feel even more at the end. It's insane. But you've seen those videos, right? Where they look like aliens kicking.
Yes. Is that going to happen?
Yeah. That happens at the end. Oh, so that gets a little bit like, oh my gosh, okay, now relax, you know. But yeah,
I'm excited for Nate to be able to either feel or see the baby kick.
Yeah, that happens in a few weeks, but for now at least you're starting to feel. Remember when I said it's gonna be around 17-18 weeks and look, it's happening.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people told me too, like between 18-20, you know. And something my OB told me was, I don't need to be feeling movement right now. It's still early, but if I do, you know, that's great. But if not, like, she wouldn't be worried about it until week 23. She's like, by week 23, you'll definitely be feeling it. You should be feeling. So, you know, that's like 5 weeks from now. So I can't imagine how much stronger I'll feel them at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and now I am starting to show a little bit more. I feel like even if I were to engage my core and like do the sucking in motion, I still have a bump. So I do feel like, yeah, I am showing now a little more. And, you know, I mentioned on my stories, like I'm wearing jumpsuits now because I feel like they're very flattering for when you have a little bump. And it's not like, did she gain weight? Like, what's going on? Like, with the jumpsuit, it's just, like, flattering in all ways. So, like, I've been wearing lots of that. I ordered a ton recently. So I'm excited to, because I'm going to LA next week. I'm excited to, like, be cute and wear a jumpsuit. Because I wasn't sure what I was going to, like, I've been living in sweats this entire time, even before IVF and everything. And that's, like, months and months now. So I'm like, I want to look cute and dress up the bump.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And then this summer, maybe you wear something different because it's going to get really hot, especially there, right? So maybe you wear the dresses, things like that that are easy to dress with a bump as well.
Did you ever have your belly just out, like wearing a crop top, belly out, low pants?
I was never pregnant in like big pregnant in the summer. So I didn't experience that like need, you know.
Yeah.
With my first, I was pregnant in the summer, but it was like the early second trimester. So, you know, I was just wearing dresses and things like that.
Yeah, you looked cute when you dressed yourself.
Yeah, I love dressing the bump. I thought it was so fun. Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Another thing that I found out in my appointment was that all of the weight that I lost in my first trimester, I had gained back and doubled.
Yay.
So yeah, I was so happy to see that. Not only did I get back to my normal weight, but I had gained more. So I'm just glad because I have had a much better appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm eating protein, you know, I'm just more mindful of the food I eat. I've been going out to eat at nice restaurants and with my friend, and I'm eating a lot. Like, she's just like, wow, you eat a lot. It's like, yes ma'am, I do. Like, I'm just like so hungry.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, my appetite has gone up, which is nice.
That's good, because you, as you mentioned, lost a lot of weight, so obviously it's nice to see. And again, everyone's normal is totally different. There's people who do just lose weight in the first trimester, and some people who gain it because they're not eating and they're only eating carbs. You did that too, but you lost it, right? So you never know how your body is going to react. I always gain weight fast.
You gained weight in your first trimester too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super fast. Okay. It's something that my body now I know does, you know. Again, your normal weight gain through pregnancy will be totally different to mine. It depends on so many things, like how much the BMI is before pregnancy, your body fat percentage, your height, genetics, torso length. There's just so many things that can make you gain more or less, right? So it's obviously a stressful topic for some. I always say, if you don't have to look at the scale, if you don't want to, you know, you don't have to know. And you don't have to stress, because some doctors do give you, your normal should be this. But how do we really know? Yeah. Like, as long as you're eating healthy, doing your best, because you probably are not going to eat as healthy as you should. But just being mindful and being a little active, as long as you're doing that.
I mean, when you show me your belly at that point, it's like, oof, it's like skin tight, like you're about to burst, like you're huge.
I know, I get big.
Like, you know those like Texas watermelons? It's like that. It's not even like a normal watermelon. It's like the extra, extra, extra large.
It's so hard. Oh my God. It's just looking tight, at the photos, it hurts my body.
It hurts me.
Yeah. It's hard. But again, you know, just a reminder, there are so many things that add into the weight gain. It's not just the baby, which is 5 to 10 pounds at the end, but also your uterus weighs more. It's 2 to 5 pounds. The placenta is 2 to 3 pounds. Your breasts also grow 1 to 2 pounds. Protein and fat nutrient stores, 6 to 9 pounds to be able to, after, you know, be able to breastfeed. And then fluid and blood retention, which I notice a lot of fluid retention, 6 to 8 pounds. And then there's also the amniotic fluid, which is 2 to 3 pounds. So there's so much. And so we can't stress too much about it. You know, just let your body do its thing.
Another thing that's happened within these few weeks is, you know, I'm going to a Joe Dispenza retreat for my birthday, right? In April.
Yes.
So So I have always wanted to go to his event in Cancun because it's one of the best in terms of location, and being able to meditate in the open ocean as your view is just, it's unmatched. It doesn't compare to like being in a ballroom or a parking lot and meditating. So
yeah,
as soon as that opened up, usually they sell out in 5 minutes, but I was able to get the tickets right away and I booked that trip, and I didn't even really think about when it was. I was just like, oh my God, it's open. I'm just going to book it. Mm-hmm. And then when I looked at my calendar, it looked like I was week 30 at that point.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Is that okay? Like, can I travel at week 30 and go to Mexico at that? And it's, you know, international, all that. So I asked my OB at this appointment as well, like, if that's cool. And she was like, oh, week 30? Yeah, no problem. She didn't bat an eye.
Yeah. I went to Hawaii week 31.
You said that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it wasn't international, but it's even further, right? So, but it was, I was feeling great until week 31. And at week 31, I felt great. But once I got on the plane and did that trip at week 31, I was like, okay, maybe next time I'm not going to travel this far and do a trip at week 31. Because it was the first time that I was uncomfortable. I was also doing more than I would have in LA. And, you know, the 5-hour flight alone sitting, it was definitely uncomfortable. It was the first time that I noticed I was big, you know? I'm not saying you're going to feel that way, because again, we have different bodies. You know, you may not even have that big of a belly yet at 31 weeks or 30 for you. But yeah, for me, I remember I was like, oh, I'm not going to go that far next time.
Did you have a toddler at that time? Like, was this with Beckham?
No. This was first one. Yeah. But again, it's I think, you know, for the first pregnancy, it's fine. As long as you're healthy and feeling good and active, it could totally be okay. You also will be more mindful of everything you do. Drink more water so you're hydrated in the heat, right? Yeah. So
I also ordered the compression socks on Amazon last night just to have it. I don't know what it's for, but you said I
did. Circulation.
Circulation. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Circulation in your legs when you fly. Even if you're not pregnant, you notice your circulation on your legs is very blocked, right? Like your feet get poofy when you're flying. Mm. And so with pregnancy, it's even more. So you can also put your feet up on the wall when you land. You know, we'll talk about some other things that you can do. But yeah, it's definitely nice. And you can sit in the aisle seat and just walk around a little bit, even if the flight's not that long. How long is the flight?
To Mexico, 5.5 hours. From Austin.
From Texas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like you're so close.
You're closer, right? Because like coast.
Not to Cancun.
Oh,
not
really? To Cancun. Yeah, I found a nonstop flight and it was like 5 hours, 5.5.
5 hours. That's insane from
that is
Texas.
Long.
Yeah.
Because Texas is huge.
Right.
Huge, huge.
From LA, it's 5 hours as well to Cancun.
Exactly. So yeah, same. So Amanda's also going there and it's also the same, 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, just a lot of walking in the aisle seat, a lot of pee breaks. You're going to need hydration, electrolytes on the fly. You can bring your magnesium to relax. Okay. And yep.
Yeah, I'm just excited for those.
It'll be fun. And again, it's your first pregnancy, so it's the time to do it. If your doctor said, okay, that's great. You know, I probably wouldn't fly internationally, like Europe at 31 weeks, right? For me. But it's 5 hours. It's international, but it's the same distance as Hawaii or New York. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll report back.
Yeah. Something else that happened last week is that you took my official doula class, the first one that we did with a group of women. What were some of your quick takeaways from it?
Well, I feel like first of all, when I was hearing you talk, I'm like, I'm so lucky that I get to talk to you. Seriously, one-on-one. But then also we're on the mic like this, but at the same time it's like I get to talk to you, you know, I get access to you and on a different level. So, you know, things that you had talked about in the doula meeting, it was just like a good reminder for me. Some of the things that like I fall like inconsistent with is, you know, magnesium before bed, like the nutrients that our bodies need to grow the baby. And, you know, it was a good reminder. So I made a little like list of things to remember taking. But it was a great reminder. And I also like got an air purifier. That was something you mentioned in the doula meeting too, but it was just nice to be able to see other women basically have due dates on or around the same time as me. It was cool. I feel like it's a great way to connect with people too. And I feel, you know, when we get closer to birth, when we talk about birth, it'll be fun to get everyone's insight and share. Yeah,
exactly. And it was the first class, so I feel like everyone's more shy to talk or ask questions, you know. Right. So as everyone gets more comfortable, then we can ask more questions and also share our goals and just the question you have in mind, someone else will have it too, right? So that first class was very introductory on like a good foundation for pregnancy. But yeah, I think that it'll be more of a community type of sharing from now onward.
Just having everyone to lean on and talk to.
Yeah. And everyone is doing things a little bit different, but then, you know, having the education on all of the ways that you can do things and maybe hearing someone else why they want to do things differently. It's always, always nice to see other points of views too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for the next class. I think you're going to dive into more like birth in different ways to birth, right? So that's something you haven't personally told me about, so it'll be totally new to learn.
Yeah, we've been talking about birth since I gave birth, but this is gonna be the first official like techniques and things like that, because we're gonna cover our mindset. So that's really, really good. So you can start practicing, because you are good at obviously meditation. You're one of the most experienced persons that I know with meditation, right? But now it's gonna be meditation while you're in an extreme, let's call it pain intensity level, right?
Intensity, so yes.
It is just taking it to another level. And there are a ton of different techniques. But I think if someone can do it, it's you. It's just that you need to understand that it's not just meditation and to going, you know, in your head and being away in your bubble, but it's doing that while you're in extreme, quote unquote, pain, right? So that's what we're going to work on, and the techniques I'm going to show you to be able to like master it. Because you can practice through pregnancy too.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can't wait for that. I mean, I have you on my notes, like start it, like birth, it starts with the mind. You have to relax the mind and then the body follows kind of thing. It's very much a mind game.
Yeah, that's what we started talking about last session. So yeah, it's basically if your mind is tense, your body will be tense. If your mind is relaxed, your body will be relaxed. And it's 100%, it all starts in the mind. And something else that we talked about in that first class to just keep in mind is that stress in pregnancy can really create health issues, not just for you, but for the baby as well, which is something that people may not be conscious about. So it's really important to be aware of your stress levels during pregnancy, which is really easy to have stress during pregnancy. There's so many worries, so much unknown. So really being conscious about your stress during pregnancy, because it can lead to postpartum depression and anxiety. It can also cause high blood pressure on the mom. It can also cause baby's birth weight to lower, and it can also cause premature birth. So obviously all of these are very serious issues that we have to be trying to prevent as much as we can. And our stress levels is one way that we can minimize all these issues. And so just being conscious about it, adding some magnesium before bed, having education that can minimize your anxiety, doing prenatal yoga, having a good support system and boundaries, and also deep breathing, chamomile tea, all those little things that you can do in your day-to-day to lower your stress levels. What are some ways that you lower your stress levels during pregnancy?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it all. You know, I think exercise is one of them for me. You know, walking, exercise, moving your body, getting blood flowing, just having like your own little, like your own time, right? So like, you know, after the TV turns off, like maybe you spend some time for yourself to read a book you want to read. Or I think just carving out that time, even if it's before bed, to have for yourself to do what you want, I think that also helps me reduce stress too.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And if you are also struggling with anxiety through pregnancy, what you can also do is just some pregnancy affirmations. I sent you, Remy, a bunch of them, but I can go over a few of them that are always great. So I'm going to read them now. And then you can replay whenever you need. We also did this through Trying to Conceive. We did Trying to Conceive affirmations. So these are great for pregnancy. My baby is loved and senses my love and connection get stronger every day. I was chosen to be the mother of this child, and I am good enough. I deeply trust my instincts and my body. I am capable of safely growing my baby. My body was designed to nourish and protect my baby in my belly. I honor and embrace the changes in my beautiful pregnant body as it shifts to accommodate my baby. One step at a time, I am exactly what my baby needs.
Mm-hmm. I love all of them.
I know. It's really good reminders.
I love them. I want them written. Yes, they are.
You have them on the notes.
Well, you know what? I'm disorganized and I don't know what the notes email. Are.
You're literally the most disorganized and I'm the most organized.
Except I'm pretty organized, but like, yeah, sometimes I'm not.
Just type in class one notes and it pops up in your email.
Oh, really? Okay. No, I love that. Okay, one thing I was thinking that maybe you could do, because mm-hmm. it's been so long since we've done this, is pull a card.
Oh, I was just thinking about the other day.
I know, okay, me too.
Okay, it's fine. So just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so zone in and I'm going to shuffle in the same time.
I'm not getting a reaction from you, so I have no idea.
Okay. I'll read it with you. Let me know if you...
Oh, okay.
You read it.
Okay. Spiritual growth. Your message. This is a powerful time for you. Your growth and understanding are unfolding at an incredible rate, and you feel more connected than ever to your soul, gifts, and purpose. Your angels are encouraging you to keep up the good work and continue expanding your knowledge, experience, and spiritual connection. When this card arrives for you, it's a confirmation that the experiences and insights you have had recently have been divinely led. You may find yourself connecting to particular energies at this time, or even experiencing angels or guides visiting you. This card is letting you know that these experiences are real and are occurring because of your determination to open up spiritually. The path of light is unfolding for you, and you are being encouraged to hold your head high and focus on spiritual growth. The rest will be taken care of for you. Extended message. Every experience is a learning experience. You are a student of life and spirit, and what has happened in your life hasn't happened to you, it's happening for you. You have incredible resilience and the capacity to overcome whatever darkness or unknown you face. No matter what has been served to you, you have done everything within your might and power to face it and find a way forward. Angels are acknowledging your determination and the positive, kind-hearted, and upbeat energy that has allowed you to become the wonderful person you are today. You may feel that your spiritual gifts are opening much more at this time. Be aware of any visions, psychic insights, or connections you develop, as they will be pivotal to your growth. Mm.
How are you feeling with this? Like, does it resonate?
I mean, I think so, because whenever I think of like the divine or, you know, that space, it's like I have that in me, because I'm not putting much, like, I'm not thinking about how to grow a baby, right? My body just knows what to do. That's, to me, is like the divine energy, the divine. No, it just knows what to do. And so every day I'm reminded that that's all around me. And I feel like this card basically just tells me that, yes, like I am in touch with that energy and it's there, and I'm expanding my spiritual awareness and I'm growing from it, which I am. And also every night I'm like reading so much about just like learning about the changes in the body and like breastfeeding and giving birth and all this stuff, and I feel
a growth,
the knowledge that I'm gaining the growth there.
What about connection with the baby? Are you, because before, while you were trying to conceive and bring the baby here, you were really like focusing on the connection. Are you more disconnected or connected now? How are you feeling through that?
It's weird, because I talk to the baby before more,
right,
when I was trying to bring them in.
Right.
Now I trust that I'm one with the baby. So mm-hmm. that's how it feels. It feels like one. Yeah.
Yeah. So you consciously talk less, communicate less, have mm-hmm. less of a quote unquote the bond and relationship, but you feel more mm-hmm. naturally connected already. So maybe like in your head, you're that's already like doing plans and telling them things. so you're more naturally mm-hmm. doing it, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's like that. I'm not like having to think about it, but it's just natural. And then I also mm-hmm. feel like all of these retreats, these meditation retreats I'm booking, like and going to, I think it's, I know that it's going to be so, so great for my mindset going forward with pregnancy and birth.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So, and just connecting with the baby, like so much.
Yeah, it's going to be a good just week also of intention.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think through motherhood, obviously, it's your biggest transformation and spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like accurate where you're at in life, not just now, but the portal that you're entering, you know, the transformation that you're going through. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think that it's a transformative time for sure. And through motherhood, it's when you just transform the most. It's not just that one time, okay, now I'm a mom, that's it. You just grow and evolve so much after. It's insane how much you keep learning, growing, developing in every single way, not just as a mom, but spiritually, right? Like I feel it myself, like even with all the spirit baby connections that I've been having, right? So like it just keeps just developing nonstop. It's crazy.
It's something to look forward to for sure.
Mm-hmm. So this is everything for today's episode. It was a great update. And next week, we're going to do a baby registry special episode where we're going to be discussing what are true essential items. We're kind of going to rank items in an essential scale, but also talking about what's worth splurging in and what's not worth spending too much money and investing in. So we'll just review everything kind of like a registry special.
Yeah, that's awesome. And obviously I don't really have much say to this because I've never actually used the stuff on my baby registry yet.
And obviously this is sometimes personal. Oh, I think that this is an essential. Someone else can say, I think this is completely unessential, right? But I think we're just in general, we're going to be like, okay, this is just overall an essential item. But then we can also talk about you, Raimi, if I think it's an essential for your lifestyle. So we can, you know, also be flexible with that and give your angle and perspective. So not just in general, but for your lifestyle and needs specifically as well. So it'll be cool to discuss and learn along the way, I think, while you're already creating your registry.
So if you're also creating your baby registry anytime soon, this might be the episode for you. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on IG at Mom Friends Pod for all the updates, behind the scenes, and more. We will talk to you then.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll see you next week.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.